Then there's the myth of global warming. Recently, 86 religious leaders, some of them evangelicals, signed an environmental document for the government, calling upon the government to stop all the carbon emissions and so forth. I mean, just they didn't mean, some of the guys, real good guys on it, just naive. We found out last week that the study was funded by the Hewlett Foundation, which is the number one funder of pro-abortion organizations in America. They give Planned Parenthood millions of dollars every year, and they got some of our guys to sign on. When they called and said, "Will you sign this?" I said, "No." Why? I said, "Because I don't believe in global warming in the first place. I don't believe we cause it. And I don't think the science supports it. And number two, I don't want to put my name on the same thing Ron Sider has his name on and some of these other left-wing people. That reminds me, I'll preach Sunday on the myth of global warming. And a lot of my friends signed it, and now they're embarrassed about it. And then there's global warming. We're worried about everything melting and our carbon emissions bringing the temperature up, and the world's going to flood and everybody's going to die. I remember in the 70s when those same people were saying we're in for global cooling. It was getting so cold. The fact is this whole thing is cyclical, and the scientists who are not on the payroll of the government to do these studies are saying the jury's still out. There's no such evidence there. But there are many who want to break the economic back of America by making us sign the Kyoto protocols while China, India, and half the world has said they will not do it.